human ability to understand and please God is limited. Human beings trying to approach God their own way all the time, aren't they? But they don't get it right if they're not approaching Him with reverence, with fear, and an understanding that we must depend on God's grace and God's mercy.
Wonder Lake Bible Church.
Building mature followers of Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to ask you a question here this morning. And you don't have to answer it out loud. You don't even have to raise your hands. But just let's take a moment here. I want to ask you why you're here. Why did you come here this morning? Now, I'm not saying I don't want you here. I'm just asking you, why did you come here? Because I want you to be here. But I want us to think, though, about why we're here. What motivated you to come here? What was on your heart today? Did you come because, well, that's what I do on Sunday morning. It's what my family does on Sunday. This is our routine. And there's nothing wrong with good routines, by the way. But sometimes even the worship of the Lord can become a routine, can it? It can be something that we approach without carefully thinking about what we're doing, about why we're here, and who is the one we are worshiping. We're continuing in our series in the book of Ecclesiastes today, in which the teacher is giving some instruction on this matter of religion or this way that we approach God and warning us to guard our steps carefully, to think about what we're doing, who it is we're worshiping, and having a proper attitude in that. We've seen in Ecclesiastes it is an exploration of two ways of living. There is a way of living which is under the sun, that is, thinking about the events and the things that happen in this world, irrespective of that eternal perspective of God. And then there is reflecting upon these things that happen in the world in light of and in fear of the Lord. And so people can approach God in a rather under-the-sun manner, you might consider, which just thinks of religion or this approach to God as being something that we do in order to fulfill some need within ourselves without really worshiping the one who is due honor and glory. So the teacher wants to warn us against careless religion, careless worship, man-centered, manipulative kind of thinking about God, and instead to fear the Lord, to honor the Lord. Let's first look at religion here, religion under the sun. I want us to take away from this today that human beings, we are quite limited in our ability to understand God, aren't we? It's only because that God has revealed Himself to us that we can even approach Him and that He has sent a Savior. So human ability to understand and to please God is limited. So therefore, we must depend on God's grace and mercy in that fear of the Lord. Versus religion under the sun. You might say this is a fool's religion here first. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 through 7. As you know, we normally use the English Standard Version, and I'm going to refer to that as well today. But in Ecclesiastes, in order to help us understand this poetry, make it a little more down to earth, we've been using the New Living Translation here. So let's look at what it says here for Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7. As you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. That's pretty simple and down to earth, isn't it? Keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. Don't make rash promises, and don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven and you are here on earth, so let your words be few. Too much activity gives you restless dreams. Too many words make you a fool. When you make a promise to God, don't delay in following through. For God takes no pleasure in fools. Keep all the promises you make to Him. It is better to say nothing than to make a promise and not keep it. Don't let your mouth make you sin. And don't defend yourself by telling the temple messenger that the promise you made was a mistake. That would make God angry, and He might wipe out everything you have achieved. Talk is cheap, like daydreams and other useless activity. Fear God instead. There's that pretty down-to-earth translation of it right there, isn't there? But I'd like us to listen, though, too, because I think there are some things in the ESV that brings out, I think there's some things that the New Living miss. So just listen to this now in the ESV. I like the way it expresses it here. It says, guard your steps. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. To draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few, for a dream comes with much business, and a fool's voice with many words. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay paying it, for He has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Let not your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity. But God is the one you must fear. Let's look at religion under the sun. You might say this is the religion of the fool. The religion of the fool is that fools approach God carelessly. They don't think about what they're doing. They may go through mindless repetition or mindless routine without thinking about the God whom they supposedly are worshiping. And this is the teacher writing to the people of Israel, telling about when they come to the temple in Jerusalem, to guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Be careful. Think about what you're doing. Don't just go there and go through the routines. Now, I know some of us may have come from different backgrounds. There are different churches. Some churches are very, we call them liturgical churches, where there are certain routines. Okay, here we get up, we say this, we repeat that, then we get down, we bow, we kneel, we do this. There's certain routines, and you do that. And people can go through that mindlessly, right? Just mumbling, just going through the motions. Now, some of you, I know you're recognizing that. You're identifying, yeah, I remember that. And isn't it good to know, though, that here in this church, we call it a low church tradition here, that here in this church, and in Wonder Lake Bible Church, we don't do that. We don't approach our worship mindlessly and just going through routines. And it isn't just the same thing every week. And or is it? Can we go through a worship service mindlessly following the routine? Absolutely. Is that true religion? Is that religion that honors God going through, just coming to church? Now, that's why I started off and I asked you, why did you come here this morning? Again, you don't have to raise your hand. Did you come here because you said, I want to be with God's people in the house of God, and I want to worship God and listen to Him and obey Him and give Him the honor that He is due? Or did you come saying, well, it's Sunday morning, this is what we do on Sundays? Now, I'm glad you're here. If that's why you came here, I'm still glad you're here, okay? But what is the text telling us? Guard your steps, care. Think about it. Think about what you're doing. Think about who God is. Did you come here to worship the sovereign Lord of the universe, exalted in glory and majesty? Guard your steps carefully. I do like the way that New Living put that, though, where it said, you talk about down to earth air. As you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. Isn't that good? Keep your ears open and your mouth shut. What? That's reverence. Being ready to listen to God. Not to tell God what's on your... Now, it's good to talk to God and to pray to God. Tell him what's on your heart or your mind, right? But not just to babble on and on and on. Be ready to listen. Listen to the Lord. Fools then approach God carelessly. They don't think about what they're doing. They're just going through the motions, going through the routine. The scripture calls it their what? The sacrifice of fools. It even says what? It is vain and it's evil. Wow, that's a strong word. It's evil. Did you think about that? Going through worship mindlessly, the scripture calls that evil. Wow. That's pretty strong language. So fools approach God carelessly. Fools pray flippantly. That is, they make rash promises. Just say whatever comes to their mind, and they just keep blah, 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 talking. Jesus said something about their prayers. He told the people to be careful how they prayed, not to just keep multiplying their words. Any of you know someone who just prays on and on and on and on? Nobody knows anybody like that here, right? Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to pray for a long time, because sometimes we got a lot of things on our heart and a lot of things we need to talk about. But is the prayer that just goes on and on and on mindlessly, is that really honoring God? Is that real prayer, conversation with God? No, it isn't. Fools pray flippantly. They multiply their words. They speak hastily. And it says, be careful how you talk to God, because what? Because God, he is in heaven and you are on earth. Translation, he is the sovereign, majestic Lord of the universe and you are a finite, limited human being on the earth. Think about who you're talking to. Now, some of you, your parents, or maybe even if you're not a parent, you've had this experience anyway, where sometimes maybe a little kid might come up to you and say something like really inappropriate or out, like, whoa! And have you ever had that experience? A little kid come up to you and say something like, you know, and tell you something, mouth off to you, and it's like, who do you think you're talking to, right? Well, think about that. Do we ever talk to God? Like, whoa, wait a minute. Who do you think you're talking to? Fools don't think about who they're talking to. So fools approach God carelessly. Fools pray flippantly. And how about this one? Fools vow rashly. You know, there was a provision in the law of God, where the people were told, this wasn't an everyday thing, but sometimes they would do that, where they were told that they could make a vow to God. Like they'd say, Lord, if you will do this, then I will do that. And God encouraged it. Now, we can't manipulate God. We can't bargain with God, okay? But he does encourage us, though, in his word. He encouraged his people then that if they made a vow to God, if they promised God that they were going to do something, then he says, well, then you better follow through on that. You better think carefully about what you're promising God you're going to do. Because he's saying, God, I vow to you that I am going to do this. And then you don't follow through on it. And you may think, it's not a big deal, right? So what? And even says, and don't tell the temple messenger. The temple messenger was probably the priest. Don't tell the priest. Well, I remember you said that you were going to give to this or you were going to do that. Oh, well, you know, that was a mistake or I didn't mean it. God heard that. See, and so fools approach God carelessly. They pray flippantly and they make rash vows. They don't think about what they're promising God. A fool then too then worships vainly. That like daydreams and endless blabbering, how vain and empty and useless it is, so is that kind of religion. So is that kind of worship. This kind of religion under the sun, the fool's religion, is ultimately vain. It's empty and useless. Well, what is religion in fear of the Lord? Well, in fear of the Lord, first off, it is approaching God reverently. There's that phrase again, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Did you come here because that's what you do? Or did you come here because you're here to worship the true and the living God, the Lord of the universe, and to listen to Him? You know, we listen to God certainly in the preaching of His Word, but I think we can listen to Him too through the music that we sing. Sometimes even a conversation with another believer, that God might speak to us through that. Are you here to tell God something, or are you here to hear God? Guard your steps. Approach God reverently. Pray submissively. He is in heaven and you are on earth. Prayers aren't something to be used to try to manipulate God or get God to do something for us or to multiply our words, but it is a profound conversation with the Lord of the universe. And He is the Lord, and we're not. Pray submissively, reverently to Him. Vow carefully. Make those promises to God carefully. I said, I think we need to understand something. This is not to say, I don't want us to misunderstand that this vow doesn't mean like, there's something I want. God, if you do this for me, you give this to me, then I will do this. Just some kind of sinful, selfish thing, you know, that this is what I want to do this. No, this is what God encourages to come before Him with the deepest desires of our hearts. He calls us to be obedient to His Word. And there might be times when we feel that God has placed something on our heart that He wants us to do. And we might say, well, God, I will do that. I vow to You, Lord, to do that. Do You follow through on that? If you're promising God something, think very, very carefully about what you're promising, because if you promise to God that you're going to do something, then you better follow through on it. So religion and fear of the Lord then approaches God with this reverence, prays submissively to Him, vows carefully, and worships fearfully. In fear of the Lord, fear is that reverence and awe of God. But I think it goes, as I've explained sometimes in another context here, there ought to be a little bit of it, though, that is, we ought to be fearful of the sovereign Lord of the universe who has all power and can do all. If our knees don't knock a little bit, we don't understand God, do we? Worship Him fearfully, giving Him the respect and honor that He is due. So, foolish religion then. Foolish religion is careless. It's presumptuous. It is manipulative. It is human-centric, human-centered. It's all about me. I'm not accusing anyone here of coming here because it's all about you, but I'm saying we have to be careful that we don't think that way, right? Because it isn't about me. It isn't about you. It's about God. God is to be approached carefully. We're not to presume upon Him. We're not to think that we can manipulate Him. And it certainly isn't about us. No. God is to be revered, to be approached with a serious attitude, in submission, dependent on God's mercy and grace. See, I think that worshiping in fear of the Lord causes us to recognize our dependency on Him for His mercy and grace, doesn't it? See, the fool doesn't understand that he doesn't need mercy and grace. He thinks he's somehow sufficient in and of himself, that he can approach God any old way he wants, but he can't. And so approaching God fearfully means understanding our need for God's mercy and rejoicing in God's grace. And so reverent religion, true religion, is God-centered. It's all about God. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's God-centric. So what? Yes. Well, that's all well and good. What do you want me to do this? Well, I want us to take us back and remind us again that human ability to understand and please God is limited. Human beings trying to approach God their own way all the time, aren't they? But they don't get it right if they're not approaching Him with reverence, with fear, and an understanding that we must depend on God's grace and God's mercy. So is your religion, is your worship of God, is it reverent? Are you revering Him today? Did you come here to listen to Him? If God puts something on your heart to do, and you vow to God, you promise to God to do that, do you follow through on that? Recognizing that He is in heaven and we are on earth. And are you thankful then? Thankful for His mercy and for His grace. Let's pray. Lord, thank You again for the hope, the eternal hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We are not here because of our own goodness. We cannot manipulate You. We cannot please You by the multiplication of our words in prayer. Lord, may we never offer the sacrifice of fools, the vain, empty, going through the motion ritual. For this Your word calls evil. But may we come here guarding our steps carefully, worshiping You in spirit and truth, listening to what You are saying to us, and then following through, Lord, on what You've put on our hearts, what we have vowed before You. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, for Your grace. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.